this month. Yeah, he's leaving sometime this month for another cross-country ride. This guy is fearless. Jared Fisher from Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures will join us in just a couple of minutes. I always look forward to it. He inspires me. You know that? He inspires me. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer, Dr. Paul Stoffels, says the company has started shipping its one-dose COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S.
4 million vaccines were put up for distribution. They are going to the different states. In the course of the month of March, we'll bring up to 20 million. So that will mean 20 million people will be get vaccinated and fully vaccinated. And before the end of June, we'll have up to 100 million.
UPS truck driver Juliet Watson, hauling shipments of the newly approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine, says she'd like to see things get back to normal or even better than before.
I'm happy that there's more vaccinations coming out. We definitely need them. There's a lot of people out there struggling, a lot of people that, you know, are ready to get back out. I believe there's a lot of mental depression going on because people are sitting at home and nothing to do. So hopefully this opens everything back up and everybody can get vaccinated and get back out there.
The Secretary of Homeland Security says an influx of immigrant children at the southern border is a challenge but not a crisis. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a White House briefing, Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas was asked if the border situation is a crisis.
The answer is no.
But he did describe it as a stressful challenge, and he accused the Trump administration of dismantling the U.S. immigration system.
Quite frankly, the entire system was gutted.
Mayorkas said unaccompanied minors are being housed in U.S. facilities, migrant families and single adults are being returned, and that fixing the system will take time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Senate has voted to confirm Miguel Cardona as Education Secretary, clearing his way to lead President Biden's efforts to reopen the nation's schools amid the coronavirus pandemic. On Wall Street, the Dow by 604 points, the NASDAQ rose 396, the S&P advanced 90, crude oil down to $60.64 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. I know we're all feeling glad to be out of 2020, but now is the best time to focus on what's important. Don't get stuck in your timeshare. Get out now. For most of us starting into the new year, the new priority is saving money. For timeshare owners, stopping those expensive maintenance fees will do just that. For over a decade, Lone Star Transfer has been helping thousands of people just like you exit their unused and expensive timeshare. That's how we've earned an A-plus rating with the BBB. Imagine being timeshare free, the money you could save for a real vacation. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For great customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860. That's 844-284-4860 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The FDA authorized for emergency use over the weekend the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine to prevent COVID-19. Nevada expects to receive some 24,000 doses of that third vaccine to be authorized here in the United States after Pfizer and Moderna. State officials say it remains uncertain when the first shipments will arrive and how much will be allocated here in southern Nevada for all of Clark County. Today is the first day of in-person school for more than 40,000 preschool through third grade students in the Clark County School District. It's the nation's fifth largest district, rolling out their plans to reopen. District officials also recently announced plans to return all the students to the classroom. Schools will reopen to older students for hybrid learning in two waves, beginning March 22nd with the younger students, and then again on April 6th. In announcing that plan, School Superintendent Jesus Jura also said spring sports will return. Well, being on Hawaiian time normally means getting things done in due time, but for Hawaiian Airlines, it means leading the nation in on-time performance. The popular Aloha State air carrier and the country's best on-time performance, 87.5% of flights.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch out for a crash on the right shoulder. It's Interstate 15 northbound. It's the Sahara Avenue freeway on-ramp that is affected there. Also expect reduced speeds through that corridor, 15 north of Tropicana. You're averaging 35 miles per hour. Also slow 215 westbound at St. Rose and 215 south at Pebble.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country, and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, electric bikes. Check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. And guess who's joining us right now? The owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, my good friend Jared Fisher, who is going to be on the road again. He is... I admire him so much, and he is so passionate about the outdoors and about being out and cycling. Jared Fisher, thank you so much for joining us. It's always good to get with you. Explain to the folks where you've been before. You have crossed this country. Explain some of the trips that you've taken already.
Oh, hi, Kevin. I've been around Nevada three times, through at the middle, around the Area 51 once, a 500-mile trip across the state, 500 miles and 1,300 around the state during my campaign. But I've done a lot of rides between across Utah and different places in the world. As far as the country goes, I did cross the northern tier of the United States. It was about a year and a half ago, and that was from Washington to Maine.
And how long? How long did it take you?
That was an 18-day track to Maine.
And how many thousands of miles?
About 100, and that one was about 190 miles or so a day to do that route.
Wow.
I did go through Canada around Lake Superior at one point. You drop into upper New York and up by Niagara Falls. But, yeah, lots of cycling, lots of country to see.
Well, and now we find out that you're going to do something else, something equally challenging, maybe in the month of March here?
Yeah, I'm headed out on Friday. I'm going to start in San Diego, and I'm going to head to basically Cape Canaveral in Florida. So my plan is to do about 180 or so miles a day, hopefully, depending on the weather as we go through Texas and so forth. It does rain a lot through there, but my plan is just to basically go and cover the southern tier of the country, see some of the places that I actually haven't seen yet in the southern United States. I've kind of broadened my knowledge and horizons on different cultures, southern culture in Louisiana and so forth. But I'm going to be doing it via the seat of a bike, and I'm going to have to do a little bit at night too, so just to cover that many miles. But my plan is to meet the family in Florida and maybe hit Disney World, where I used to work.
Oh, my God.
For a couple of days.
And how many total miles will that be? One end
this
to the other?
This will be 3,000 miles.
3,000 miles in, is it going to take you 18 days again or what?
My plan is to do it in 16 days this time.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. And can I tell you, you are fearless. Am I right? You took your northern trip and you were alone. There was no van trailing you in case your bike broke down or any of that other stuff like they do competitively. You just go by yourself.
Yeah, I do. I've done some races in the past, and I've always considered the Race Across America. However, that requires a support vehicle and a whole team to follow you, and I really didn't want to impose that type of work upon my friends and have them following and just, you know, basically being my Sherpa across the United States. But I did want to cover the United States, so I just came up with my own method, which is basically a really thin sleeping bag, some lights on the front and back of my bike, some really good books on my iPod, and I just go. I just basically go, and I'll ride all night sometimes. I'll ride. Sometimes I'll take a nap somewhere in the middle of nowhere for an hour in the daytime. And you never know when you're going to need to pull over and sleep. And you never, like, the whole idea is just to keep moving while you feel good. And so when you don't feel good, you pull over and stop. But it is some of the most awful nutritional habits along the way. I mean, generally I just eat wherever I can find food, so usually that's gas stations and so forth.
That's incredible. That really, did you ever run into bears or anything like that on your northern trip?
I don't remember seeing bears. I've ran into quite a few critters out there. I've had some animals come and sniff me in the middle of the night, like of just laying out in the mountains somewhere under a tree or something. I don't know if you remember, but in September I rode from Vegas up to the Puget Sound, which was a 2,000-mile trek. And one night I woke up and I was surrounded by cattle. Like I was in the middle of a circle of cows, and they were just sitting there looking at me like 2 or 3 in the morning. it was something. It was pretty wild.
That is incredible. That is, and am I right? Somebody did a documentary on your northern trek.
Yeah, the other thing that I do is I like to document what I'm doing, and it's really difficult. Though I will say that's one of the hardest things for me to do is to actually. I do take a GoPro with me, but I also take a drone with me as well, and I'll put my drone up into the air minimum one time a day. And when I come across a really beautiful scenic, environment or terrain, wherever I may be, I'll put my drone up so everybody can kind of capture what I might be seeing, and then I'll bring that footage back, and then I'll share that with a video producer, and they'll basically put something together.
And is that on YouTube somewhere?
Kind of captures.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, there is a YouTube. It's called 18 Days Across USA. And I think if you type that in, you'll probably pull up the documentary that I did a year and a half ago from Washington to Maine. So I'm going to take my same cameras with me, but I don't know how much I'm going to get because I'm going to be dealing with some colder weather this time and some shorter days. I'm only going to have 12 hours per day to have the daylight. So anything after that is going to be in the dark, and I won't have an opportunity to film at that point. But it's a tough thing. Like, I generally will do this just to bring myself back to Earth. I think people just need to do really hard things that they pull themselves out of the comforts of life and deal with it. Then they come back, and, like, I can sit down in my executive role of my company and just feel like I can do anything after I do something like that. So I'm not saying these things are easy at all. I'm saying... really, that it's just something I like to do to really test my own skills and test my endurance and test what I can put up with. And there's fear that goes within it, too. I hate fear. And a lot of times you'll be riding in the middle of nowhere. And my dad once told me, he was part of the Bear Aware program for the United States, worked for the government. And he said, you know, the one thing that you really need to be concerned about and fear the most when you're out in the wild as a human being. And I'll tell you right now, like, some of my most challenging encounters have been with some really obtrusive, unwelcoming people in some areas. Not all the time. Generally, people are really nice and really cool with me. But every now and then, you'll get somebody who will throw a stick at you or a bottle or a rock or will just want to pick a fight with you in the middle of nowhere. And you really got to be ready for it. So... there's some challenges with it.
I would imagine. Speaking of challenging, right now, small business is being challenged by the pandemic. They say we're coming out of this. They say that, you know, the economy is going to open up. You are a very successful small businessman. Las Vegas Cyclery, Escape Adventures, just to name a couple of your thriving businesses. I want to ask you where we are. We're almost a year into this pandemic. We've got now three vaccines that are out. And by the way, for the record, I had my vaccine today. I got the Pfizer. I get another one March 29th. Tell me where we are business-wise in Southern Nevada.
Well, right now, I think the rollout of Johnson & Johnson's one-shot vaccine is going to be a game-changer for everybody in this country. And just the fact you get just one shot and you're done, that is fantastic. That is going to build the confidence of the American people. In Nevada, we really have to consider the fact that we are a tourism state. We rely so much on people coming here and spending their money. And we need to make sure, when we talk about the success of Southern Nevada, even in Northern Nevada, we need to talk about the success of the United States in general. So I think we're doing really well. Now, my company does operations in many, many states, and we have been extremely busy. I see the confidence around the country has just really been improving with the rollout of the vaccines, the fact that people are tired of being cooped up in their homes. They want to get out. The hardest hit industry since the pandemic hit has been tourism in general. And Nevada's seen the brunt end of that. So I was just catching up on some of the conventions that are going to be coming here in Southern Nevada. And we're going to start seeing quite a few conventions at the end of April and into May. As long as we keep things under control, we're really going to come out of this. I've got to be optimistic. And I've said before on your show, Kevin, you've really got to reinvent your company. This is a reset button, not just for Nevada, but this is a reset button for the country. How we do business in the future really is going to have a lot to do with what this pandemic did to businesses. Reinventing how you operate, what you do, what's financially feasible, how you can increase your profit margins. We've had to reinvent many portions of our business along the way, and I think it's going to be really beneficial to what we're doing. So we've increased some different types of adventures and trips, and we've revisited how we service our clientele within these areas, and we've gotten really good feedback. And I'll tell you what, we are as busy as ever in the history of our company for 2021. As long as we keep this pandemic on the downside now, we're going to have probably the busiest year ever.
Dr. Fauci says we have to be careful. We can't back away from mitigation, that the numbers, even nationally right now, are inching up a little bit. Do you worry that as states open up, as our state opens up more, that we may be subject to a reversal of form, so to speak?
Well, I sure hope not. I hope that the rollout of the vaccines is greater than the amount of people spreading the virus. And as long as we can keep that going that direction, I think we're going to be okay. I think we still need to be cautious. I think as a business owner, you need to put on good faith, whether you agree with mask wearing or not. I think that you need to make sure that you are following whatever measures are in place in your state or the country. You're following those because, I mean, perception of reality is more important than reality at some, you know. So, I mean, I'm not, if I get sick with COVID, I mean, you had COVID, Kevin, but I haven't had COVID yet as far as I know, and I'm not worried if I get it. But the truth is that there are some people out there that are really nervous about it, and they don't want it. And as a business owner, I want to perceive that we are putting our best foot forward, letting our customers know that they'll be safe within our operation. And again, perception of reality is more important than reality.
One of the things that a lot of people worry about is that government will ease up, and so all of us will ease up. This is kind of a human nature question. Is it, as we see the numbers come down, I think right now in Nevada, last time I checked, the positivity rate was like 7.5%. It was at 21% in January. Do you worry that people, just human nature, will ease up on the throttle, so to speak?
Yeah, I think people are going to ease up again. I mean, this is all based on people's fear of the virus, too. I mean, if people aren't afraid, or they know that they've got, less and less people or more and more people are vaccinated, less and less people are walking around with the virus, they're going to ease up. I mean, that's what they want to do. We're seeing, right now more people contact our company than ever before. And that tells me that is a true indicator that people are tired of being inside. They're tired of being held down, or maybe they feel government's, you know, had a hold on them too long. They want out. They want to go. And so they're doing it. They're signing up in relation to our Escape Adventures tours. They're signing up for trips. There's a lot of things that need to come back too. I mean, there's businesses that are going to still hurting out there. I know some gyms are still hurting. You know, we have some real estate where we have gyms that rent from us, and they're not able, they've actually gone out of business and haven't been able to recover. They're never going to recover. They went out of business. So, but people want to get out. They want to go to these gyms. We need to make sure, though, that we're not spreading the virus faster than people are getting vaccinated.
Wow. I am so geeked about your trip. I'm so excited for you. You are truly fearless, and I want you to know I have so much respect for you. I hope when you do get back, you'll come on, tell us about your trip. 16 days, how many thousands of miles?
This is a 3,000-mile trip.
Wow. Unbelievable. Be safe out there, would you please, Jared? And as soon as you get back, or you get back on your feet, so to speak, let us know, and we'll have you back on. We'll talk about your trip.
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Jared Fisher, the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery, and he is embarking on a 3,000-mile, 16-day trip from Las Vegas, or I think he's going to start in San Diego, and go all the way across the country. The southern route. He's done the northern route. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Did you miss the deadline to sign up for a healthcare program at the end of 2020? If so, you're in luck. A special enrollment period is underway right now through May 15th, meaning that Americans looking to enroll in a new healthcare program for 2021 can do so without the need of a qualifying event. Over 200,000 Americans trust Liberty HealthShare for their healthcare needs. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. That's just $199 per month. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. To learn more about how Liberty HealthShare can help you save money on your healthcare expenses, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out NewMale Medical by going to newmalemedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. NewMale Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, the Sunday shows were all over